Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's online, we let our spirits shine. Binging with benefits, sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit. Binging with benefits.
Hello. Oh, welcome.
Welcome to Binging with Benefits.
Ooh. We already have a theme song, but that one should be it now.
Yeah, no.
Binging with Benefits.
Benefits. Oh, terrible.
So annoying. Oh, I'm Jess.
And I'm Becca.
And like we've already sang at you, this is Binging with Benefits.
So excited you're here.
So stoked to be here. Thanks okay. for having me.
Like it's mine.
You should have like screeched into the mic. We just had a conversation too about what we need to do
with the mic.
With the mics,
we're like we're laughing too loud. It's blown out the speakers.
We have currently, as we sit here recording this part of this episode, we have launched.
Yes,
the podcast is live, and that is absolutely insane. Thank you to everybody who's given us feedback and who's listened. Are you kidding me?
No, literally on launch day, I was like, oh my gosh, the number's getting bigger. Oh my gosh, the number's getting bigger.
Like, seriously?
Like, I don't even know that many people.
Literally. I was like, how many people do we know? Why is everyone... What?
Thank you so much, because this is fun for us, and we're like, even if no one listens, we're still gonna have fun with it.
Yeah,
but yeah, just thank you so much for all the support so far. We're so appreciative.
No, seriously, thank you so much. Even if this just turns out to be like a stupid little side quest we've done with our life.
Yeah, like let the girlies just have their
girlies have our side show. Quest. No, but we were talking about what we need to do with our mics, because we blow out our mics a lot because we're loud. So sorry about that. But we'll get better at this. We're figuring it out. So we still have a ton of episodes that have been pre-recorded. So the sound quality will get better. Just hang in there.
Yeah, we're working on it.
So what do you want to talk about?
I did want to tell you about something. I don't know if you've heard about this in pop culture.
Okay, I'm so excited.
So I saw a post recently that said Jessica Alba. I was like, me?
Like, what about me?
What did I do? Tell me everything about me.
In 1996.
96, so, Jessica Alba.
Yeah. Hmm. So she's 15 years old.
Yeah.
She is filming the family-friendly TV series Flipper in Australia. So apparently she got kidnapped.
Stop.
During the filming?
Yes. Like legitimately was kidnapped.
Why is this not talked about?
Exactly.
The young actress began receiving eerie anonymous phone calls, initially dismissing them as pranks.
What? And she was 15 or whatever?
15.
That's so creepy. What? Oh my gosh. Okay, keep going.
Tell me everything.
Then one spring day in 1996, Alba vanished from the set. Kidnapped from the set.
Not even like when she went home. She was like on set.
She was on set.
Oh.
With no trace. Like there was just like no one knew where she went. So for 14 hours.
My God. This is not a professional set.
Yes. They've lost a 15-year-old girl. Not a girl. Jessica freaking Alba.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she wasn't Jessica freaking Alba at this point, but also like Jessica freaking Alba.
Yeah. Hello. So for 14 hours, her family, friends, and colleagues searched frantically. She was eventually found bound and gagged in the trunk of a car miles away from set.
Isn't this insane? Did they find out who did it?
It says, despite the seriousness of the crime, investigators were unable to identify any suspects or motives. The lack of forensic evidence or eyewitness accounts made the case particularly challenging. After months of searching for leads, the investigation stalled and the case was ultimately closed with no resolution.
I'm so confused. Wait. So, hold on. The lack of forensic evidence. Where were they filming? In Australia?
That's insane that, like... Her parents are like, yeah, continue making movies.
That's what I mean. Is like after she gets kidnapped, then she like continues to go on.
I just found this out like a couple of weeks ago and I keep forgetting to talk to you about it. And I was like, I'm going to purposefully not send her any TikToks about this because
I'm like, okay, what are you going to talk about that we haven't shared with each other?
I know. But it's so... I literally like
withheld information for weeks.
How did I do that?
I don't know. This is coming from the girl who will buy a present for somebody and will buy it early, mind you.
Like 6 months
like
in advance.
6 months in advance. And then immediately comes home and says, do you want to see what I got you? Or maybe, like, you've been good recently. Like, you waited until somebody got into town before you said it. She made this really thoughtful Christmas gift for our sister. And she spent so long on it. And it was so thoughtful and so cute and, like, a very meaningful gift. And I thought for sure the second our sister walked in the door from picking her up at the airport, you were going to be, like, magically had appeared in the house.
Yeah.
Standing at the door holding the gift. Say, like,
open it.
That's funny. So how you kept this information?
I know. And this is like juicy tea.
And this is hot, piping hot tea.
Anyway,
I just had to... Is she in this movie?
No. This is no relation.
Okay, so this movie, I have now watched 3 times.
Yep.
I love it.
Oh, okay.
It's... So this is 10 out of 10 recommend coming out of the gate.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, even though I'm going to tell you all about it, you still need to go watch it because it is just that good.
Okay.
Okay.
I love when that happens.
Oh, I know. This movie is called Good on Paper, and it is on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's, I believe, a Netflix original. It has Eliza Schlesinger.
Schlesinger.
Anyway, so it's got Eliza, and she is incredibly so funny. Mm-hmm. Get ready,
because it's good.
I'm so ready for this.
This is mostly a true story based off a lie. Eliza's character, her name is Andrea Singer. Andrea is also a comedian. So you know how like Seinfeld cuts to like him on the stage, mm-hmm. he's performing a show, and then it goes back to like the storyline.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that throughout the whole movie. Start out, she's on the stage and she's giving this monologue about like, Grandma, how did you meet Grandpa? And it's always this crazy story about like, you know, like, well, I didn't like him at first.
I mean, took me off the set.
Yeah, exactly. Kidnapped me. It's like, Grandma says like, oh, it's a charming story of persistence. He was looking at me, licking his lips. He made me uncomfortable. But my real husband died in the war and your grandpa kept showing up. So 9 months later, Uncle Ted was born. So anyway, she's talking about how men can pull your hair and it's like, they like me. It's like, no, don't do that. And for women, it's like, you text twice and then they're like, you're a psycho. You know, like, take it easy. Andrea is an actress as well. So she's trying to become an actress. Or she's been working to become an actress for like 10 years. Currently, she is auditioning for a role and it does not go well. She leaves the audition room and she runs into her old friend, and I use friend in quotations, for Andrea's side. Her name is Serena Halstead. She's also an actress. Like, she's preppy. She's pink. She, like, calls everybody mama, abbreviates everything, and is like, hey, how's the hubs? You know, like, that girl.
Oh, gosh. I feel like sometimes I can be that girl.
Well, we hate her.
I hate her. She's terrible. I feel like if I'm really uncomfortable, I become that girl.
Serena had moved to LA about the same time that Andrea moved to LA, but Serena has been booking gigs left and right. And Andrea is like, she gets all the gigs. And like, I hate that. She's done with the audition. She's like, okay, I flew out here, wherever
the audition was.
Anyway, so we're at the airport.
Yeah.
And she's on the phone. She's like, talking pretty loudly, you know, because she's just like, I don't freaking care, like, this was terrible. So she's like, oh my gosh, the network flew me out here first class for a 5-minute audition and I still bombed. She's like starting to complain about this woman who lost her boarding pass in TSA and she's
taking forever,
the line, like, you know, how do you lose your boarding pass like 5 minutes after you get it? Like, she's just like really going off on this lady, you know, to her friend. Just as she's talking about this woman who lost her boarding pass, she's interrupted by some guy in a suit. Think of like a guy, he's a white male, he's blonde, he's gelled his hair down, like he's parted it, and he's got these like big glasses. But, like, he's not trendy, not like,
okay,
cute.
So
like, he could be handsome if he tried type. This guy walks up and he's like, hey, you dropped this, and it's her boarding pass.
Stop it.
He's like, wow, that is humbling. And then we go to a voiceover and it says, it was not love at first sight. She thought he was a manager at Brooks Brothers. Which I had to look that up.
Is that shoes? No.
Yeah, it's like suits.
Yeah.
She's like, who is this guy? Anyway, so she gets up, she boards the plane. She's sitting in her seat.
Yeah.
And the flight attendant's walking by and she goes, oh, excuse me, can I have another? And the flight attendant goes, no, you've already had 3 juices. That's enough.
my gosh, shaming her for juicing on a flight.
First class.
First and second.
You've already had three. That's enough.
That's what she said. So anyway, and then she also reaches over and takes her cup.
Oh my gosh. She's like, we're cutting you off.
From your juice.
You're not belligerent. You're not drunk.
No.
But we're cutting you off from the sugary
cranapple.
Oh my god.
Like, let the girl have a cranapple.
How far into the flight are they?
We're just sitting down.
Oh, they just sat down and she's already had three?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought we were like an hour into the flight. 2 hours into the flight.
No, we have
like,
no.
The problem is she's had three juices and they haven't taken off yet.
Yeah, literally have not taken off yet.
The charming nerdy guy sits down next to her and he tries to start a conversation, but she's so focused on her crossword puzzle. So she's like mumbling out loud the next clue. She says, scaled relative to the severity. Which
scaled relative to the severity.
Okay. Would take me a second to think about. And he says, proportionality.
Oh, yes. Smart nerdy Brooks Brothers.
Yes. We love a smart king. She fills it in. She's like, oh my gosh, that's what it is. And then he's like, oh, I'm Dennis, by the way. And she's like, I'm Andrea. Thanks for the boarding pass thing back there. He realizes who she is. She's like, wait, you're a comedian.
Oh, he knows her. He recognizes her.
Yeah.
So she's big enough that people can recognize her.
Ish. Yeah, he's like, making money in that industry is so hard. You should be proud. Like, good for you.
Brooks Brothers King. I guess we know his name now. His name is Dennis.
Like, Brooks Brothers King. She's like, what do you do? And he says, oh, I do hedge funds. And she asks, like, is that fun? And he's like, well, it's like acting. You have to sell yourself to prove that you're a capable person with your hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars.
Whatever. Yeah, however much money.
And she's like, well, is that hard? He says, no. If you go to a nice business school and talk nice, people usually trust you. And then Dennis's phone rings. He picks it up and he's talking. All we hear essentially is like him saying like, okay, see you soon. Okay, bye. Love you. He hangs up and she's like, oh, is that your girlfriend?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, it's my girlfriend, Cassandra. She's a model. She called to tell me her shoot time moved so she can't see me later. So the same flight attendant, comes back, asks Dennis, like, can I get you a drink? And he's like, yeah, can I get whiskey neat? And then he's like, Andrea, what would you like? And she's like, cranapple. He's like, give me cranapple juice right now. Anyway.
Number four, lady.
So Dennis is like, do you have a husband or boyfriend? And she's just like, that's a seamless transition. Yes. Like, okay. She's like, well, I have a guy that's going to come pick me up at the airport. He's like, when is your next stand-up gig? And she's like, oh, it's tonight at the comedy store. And he's like, drats, I have this yellow.
Drats.
He says drats. Like, he says drats.
I have thoughts.
Okay, but I want to hear what you're thinking.
Well, I don't know. My brain immediately goes to ruining the movie. My thought goes to, this guy's a scam artist. No one says drats. I know you can try to pretend that you're like a Midwestern boy.
Yeah.
Managing a hedge fund.
Yeah.
And a model girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You don't say drats.
He said drats. He's like, oh, I have this Yale alumni event. Like, she goes, what's a Yale?
Yes.
And he's like, oh, it's a prestigious school. And she's like, I'm messing with you. I know what Yale is.
I know what Yale is. But please mansplain Yale to me again.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like, well, do you know my cousin? Like, he went there this year. And he's like, oh, you know, it sounds familiar, but I spent a lot of time drinking and golfing. So, like, you know, I don't really know. The flight attendant comes back with his whiskey and hands Andrea the entire jug of the crap.
We love this flight attendant.
The entire thing. She pulls up to this bar and she sees a huge billboard with Serena's face on it.
Oh, good.
And it's like for some movie that she's doing. Anyway, so she goes inside. She's just like sad.
Yeah.
Drunk. The bartender comes over, who we later find out is Margot, her friend.
Okay.
And says, what is with your energy tonight? You should be at the club, like, networking, like, not moping in my bar, putting off a crappy vibe.
Yeah.
Andrea has now left to go do her show. It does great. You know, thanks, everyone. That's what I made. You know, she's leaving on the staircase, and she's, like, about to walk outside. And all of a sudden, she just hears some guys, like, screaming, like, hey. And she, like, jumps because she's like, what the?
Yeah, like, you know? A man screaming at me.
So she, like, turns around, and it's Dennis.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, my, hi, you know? He's like, oh, it's Dennis from the plane. She's like, yeah, I remember you.
I saw you 3 hours ago.
Yeah. She's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, oh, well, you invited me. And she's like, oh, I mean, I invited a lot of people. They rarely come. Like, nice to see you.
Yeah.
Like, is Cassandra here? I want to meet her. And no, her shoot ran late, but she said she can join us afterwards for drinks. Mm-hmm. And he's like, can I buy you a drink in the meantime? And she's like, sure.
Yeah.
So they go to Margot's bar on Sunset. So anyway, he checks his phone. Oh my gosh, my girlfriend stood me up. And Andrea's like, I told you that like 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
You know? And so Margot's like, okay, so change the topic. I want to get into stocks. And she's like, oh, I got this tip about One World Communications. You know, like, what do you think? And he cuts her off and she's, you don't want it. And she's like, okay. And he's like, underwriters are all scum. You know, like in Nobody Wants This.
Yes.
How the ick episode.
Yes.
Where she's like noticing things and he's like patting the padding with him.
Patting like a baby.
There you go. If you haven't seen that show, please go watch it.
Oh my gosh, honestly.
Andrea is having that moment where she's like, this guy is getting so many icks.
Like getting the ick from him.
Yes. So she's just like looking at him while he's talking to Mario. It zooms up on like his pit stains.
Oh.
She says he's simultaneously pompous and humble, but he definitely low-key functioning alcoholic. They both head out of the bar. She's like, so where do you live? Like, what area? And he was like, oh, I'm in the middle of buying a place in Beverly Hills. And she's like, okay, cool. And then she like just goes to the billboard and like flips it off again.
Yeah.
And she goes, this is my FU billboard.
Introduce you to FU billboard.
Yeah. It's in the middle of Hollywood and it's parallel to the streets. So no matter what direction you're driving, you see it. Yeah. You get that billboard. Everyone knows who you are. I'm going to get that billboard one day. There's kind of a moment that Dennis is looking at Andrea, like, you know, like they could kiss type.
Yeah.
She's totally unaware.
Oh, really?
Anyway, so she's like on her phone. She's calling an Uber and she's like, okay, well, good night. There's a voiceover. Andrea says, Dennis just kind of stopped bringing Cassandra up. I kind of figured that she dumped him and he didn't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they started hanging out more and Andrea was just happy to have another friend she could be herself around.
Yeah.
He always picks up the checks at restaurants and bars. I keep weird hours being a comic. He's always available. He would read lines with her. He's just such a good friend.
Very, okay, yeah.
Really good friend.
Oh no.
They hang out like all the time. They have a lot of fun together. However, to say she is not physically attracted to him is an understatement.
Okay.
We've seen a bunch of different monologues of them hanging out. They're at a pool party and he's getting into the pool. We hear her voiceover and she's like looking at him walk into the pool. She says he had a charm to him when his clothes were on.
Oh,
how can I be nice about this? He was tall and not out of shape, but not in shape. He just wasn't great looking, but we're really good friends.
I hate that.
I know.
That's really sad. Like, that's so shallow. And like, I mean, granted, I know it's trying to be funny, but I feel like up until this point, I was like, this feels like a woman's experience. And
yeah.
Maybe this is a woman's experience in LA. I don't know. But like, I feel like women more often than not don't see the physical if they have all that other stuff.
That's true. But I think she's just so used to looking through a certain lens.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, that's what I
kind
of see it as, because
I'm like, that's so sad.
No, it is. But like, I think that that's just how she's used to dating is
okay.
Like, you know, they're hot. Cool. Let's date.
Let's date the hot ones.
Yeah, exactly. She's auditioning for a space cadet. She is reading lines with Dennis and he's filming it for her.
Wait, how long? What's the time passage? Do we have any idea?
I'm going to assume maybe like 6 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like a while has
passed.
A long
time. Okay.
Yeah. So she's auditioning for this show called Space Cadet. When you sign, this is what you get. You get 30 episodes. She has to move to Vancouver for 5 months. And she's explaining this to Dennis and Dennis is like, ugh, you know, like moved to Vancouver, like I'm not there, you know.
Okay, well, sorry, sir.
Yeah. So then immediately, obviously, his ego's hurt, and so he's like, well, I can't stay that long today, I have a date. And she's like, oh, awesome, like so do I. We cut back to her original show on the stage. She's like, is it okay to hang out with a guy, you know full well you don't intend to sleep with him? And like all the men in the audience are like, no.
Nope.
Yeah, hello. There's one girl in the back that says, yeah, it's okay. Like, I think so.
Yeah.
Andrea says, but guys will do it with no hesitation. Like, they'll be like, oh, I'm happy to waste your time.
It's not okay for a girl to hang out a guy with when she has, but like if a guy will do it all the time.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Guys will do this. We're now at the restaurant. It's just Dennis and Andrea at the restaurant. He's like, I want you to be my girlfriend.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What the heck?
And she's like, Dennis, we all know that tone.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I've thought about this.
I've thought about it. And I've prayed about this.
Yeah.
And God said,
I'll stop seeing other girls and you can stop seeing other fellas and just be with me.
Yeah. I mean, a win-win.
Exactly. And she's like, Dennis, I'm not there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, yet. And she goes, at all. And Dennis is like, I know you better than you know yourself. I know that I'm perfect for you. I'm better than the other guys that you date. The last guy you dated, he didn't even come up to pick you up. And she's like, well, he couldn't just leave his bicycle on the street.
Yeah, it was stolen.
So Dennis is like, I got you a gift.
No,
and
my
like,
stomach just went bloop.
Yeah. So she's like, I absolutely cannot accept this.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. And he says, well, fortunately, you won't have to accept it right now because I went to Cartier No. They made a big mistake on your bracelet. They made a mistake on the metal. And she's like, Dennis, if I wanted a really expensive bracelet, I can go get one or a knockoff. He's like, I know. That's what's so great about you. You can do everything for yourself. You went to college on your own. You built your career out of nothing. She's like, yeah, it shows. And he's like, see, you're so witty and that's sexy and so exquisite.
They're just making a list of words that he's drats.
Drats.
Fellas.
Fellas.
Exquisite.
You're so exquisite. The waiter comes up and he's like, hi, actually your card is declined. And so Dennis gives some excuse. He's like, oh, that's the one I use in Europe. I forgot to tell him I'm back in the US.
Yeah.
But before he can get another card out, she grabs her card and forces the waiter to take it.
Yeah, 100%. She's like, no, you're not asking your girlfriend buying me a Cartier bracelet.
Yeah. Like, I'm paying for dinner.
No, I bought you a gift.
I know.
I don't have it.
No.
Cartier made a mistake. You don't get credit for that.
Now we cut to Margot's bar. It's the same night.
Okay.
Andrea and Margot are talking. Dennis asked me to be his girlfriend. Margot's like, well, I guess that's it for him then too. Like, you know, bye. And Andrea's like, no, I'll keep hanging out with him.
Oh my gosh.
Margot, why?
Yeah, literally.
Andrea says, well, he still goes out on dates and I'm seeing other people and we can still do that and be honest and hang out. Andrea gets a call and it's her agent and she got Space Cadets.
Yeah.
This is like a huge deal.
Aww.
So
she's great.
Yeah. Like, she's like, I've been working 9 years for this. Like, this is it. I've made it. Like, you know, this is going to be the catalyst for my career. So as she's like, you know, we need to celebrate to Margot, Dennis calls and she's like, oh my gosh, Dennis, I got it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a star. I'm going to move to Vancouver. And he's like, okay, guess we're going to Vancouver.
Where?
And Andrew's like, what? Guess you're going to Vancouver. I'm sorry. The phone is weird. Like, let's celebrate. How's Friday? And Andrew's like, oh, I have a date, buddy.
Friend, buckaroo.
Dennis, quote unquote, loses reception. Huh. So we lose him. Now it's Friday and she's on the date. And for my bachelor family out there, it's Tyler Cameron.
Was he the bachelor?
No. He was just a contestant.
Okay.
He was like maybe top three on Hannah's season years ago. So the bartender comes over and here's your blue label, neat for the lady. And Cameron's like, oh, I didn't take you for a whiskey girl. She's like, you know what? I didn't used to be. And the bartender brings over the other drink, which is like some floofy, girly thing with like umbrellas and like thing and
for him.
Oh. And he goes, what is this? Like, I asked for a vodka drink. She's like, yeah, that's what that is.
That's a vodka drink.
And Andrea's like making fun of him. She's like, put your big arm next to the drink. It makes you look so pretty. And all of a sudden her phone rings. She answers. We don't hear who's on the other end.
Yeah.
But she's like, no, you're not bothering me. Like, ugh, yes, you are. And then we just cut to Dennis crying on her couch.
Oh, no.
She's like getting him water, trying to comfort him. She says, they caught it early, right? And he's like, they're still running tests. And she's like, what kind of cancer does your mom have? And he's like, it's some weird name like cranio. Can't believe I'm crying in front of you. My family never shows emotions. I'm like, I'm sorry I ruined your date. I'll just go. And she's like, no, stay. You're always there for me. I don't have the money you have or the Downton Abbey old world advice. But I know how to have a good time. And that is what I can do for you. She hands him alcohol and she hands him a bag like a Ziploc of shrooms.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
cool. This is going to be crazy.
Yeah. She's like, I know how to have fun. They're heading downtown. They're at a club. You know, they're dancing. There's the lights and the music and the anyway, they're dancing. They're having such a fun time. He's in his suit, by the way. There's a moment where they're kind of looking at each other and then it's like, is this happening? And then he
goes for it.
You know, like the 90-10 rule where it's like,
you know,
90, he went the full 100. And so she kind of pushes him away. You know, she feels bad, obviously. And then she's like looking at him and then she just goes for it. The next morning, she's in bed with Dennis.
Of course.
So maybe it's human to want to be wanted. Maybe the tipping point was what he told me last night. But in that moment, I didn't want to be with anyone else but him.
Oh.
She wakes him up and she says, hey, I want to be your girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, absolutely. As he's stroking your hair back. It's so romantic. Like, it's such a sweet moment.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
So we cut to...
The best of us has fallen.
We cut to maybe the next day. We don't really know how much time has passed. But Andrea and Margot are working out. They're doing boxing bags.
Okay.
So Andrea says, for the first time in a decade, I have nothing to complain about. She's like, I got a great gig. I have a normal boyfriend. All of a sudden, Serena is in this gym as well.
Yeah.
In another, like, boxing ring working with somebody else.
Okay.
And then she's like, Andrea, no, do it like this. Andrea just gives like the biggest eye roll. And Serena's like, oh my gosh, congrats, mama, on Space Cadet. I read for it too, but that studio thought it would just conflict with the dark, dramatic, intense role I'm doing. So Andrea's like, did she just call me mama? Yeah. Margo's like, okay, back to Dennis. we haven't been dating him that long. There's no red flags because you don't know him on a deeper level yet. Like, all, you only know him as a friend. She's like, all you know about him is he went to Yale. His mom's sick. Do you ever notice that he has the perfect thing to say for everything?
Oh.
So they finish their workout. Andrea tells Margo, I'm going to take Dennis to meet my cousin Brett in Santa Barbara this weekend. So they get in the car and Margo sees this large red box that's obviously a gift box.
Uh-huh.
So she's like, what's this? So she like opens it and it's these like super fancy whiskey glasses. Margo's like, is this Baccarat? Like, this is crystal. You know, these are like $500. And Andrea's like, yeah, Dennis used to drink out of these exact tumblers with his dad. It's, let's go drop it off at his apartment. And Margo goes, I thought he was bought a house a few months back. And she's like, yeah, he did, but he hasn't moved in yet because the contract was being weird. And she's like, so you've never been to his apartment? And she's like, no, I guess.
Whoa,
he...
Really?
Yeah, his apartment. And so she's like, well, I guess he just comes up with excuses. Margo's like, why don't we just go surprise him? And then that way he can't not be there.
Yeah.
And we're up to this little bungalow house. It's like the last house on the street to not get updated. Like, every other house is, like, super nice. Like, this is the house that you skip for trick-or-treating.
Wow, okay.
Like, I mean, it's just very overgrown. It does not look like anyone's living there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they... Margo's going up to the house ninja style, and she's, like, doing somersaults and stuff up to the front door. All of a sudden, the door opens just wide enough, so this girl pokes her head out, and she's like, oh my gosh, you're Andrea. And this girl is, like, total gothic princess, like, plaid skirt, pale skin, dark features. Then another girl comes out, and she's, like, the average American lesbian girl wearing a dad Hawaiian button-up.
Okay.
And Andrea's like, are you guys Dennis's mistresses? Like,
yeah, like, who were you? On?
And they're like, no, we're his roommates.
Okay.
And the Hawaiian shirt gal, her name is Maggie.
Uh-huh.
And the gothic princess, her name is Leslie.
Okay.
So they're like, it's so great to finally meet you. And Andrea's like, so I have a gift for Dennis.
Yeah. So let's move on from this.
And they're like, oh, you can just leave it with us, no problem. And then she like sprints off the porch and into her car. So she calls Dennis from the car and he's plugged into the car so Margo can hear. And she's like, why do you need roommates?
Yeah.
And Margo's like, yeah, why do you have hot roommates?
Why do you have
hot? And he's like, I'm not doing this with you. I'm not standing for this scrutiny, and hangs up.
Okay. This is a lesson in narcissism.
Margo's like, I knew he was weird. We're at her apartment,
huh?
And there's a knock on the door,
mm-hmm.
And she opens it, and it's Dennis.
Oh, hi. Fancy seeing you here.
Yeah. And he says, are you packed and ready?
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. And she says, are you insane? Like, you gonna act like this with me?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not spending the weekend with you after that.
Yeah.
And Dennis is like, you're making things hard for me, darling.
That made me so sick.
So she's like, can you not call me that? Can you not talk to me like I'm your waspy wife of 50 years, darling? Do you have any idea how embarrassing that was to meet two women you live with who you told me nothing about? And Dennis is like, okay, you got me. I lied about my house. I have had it for a long time. My mother has moved in, so I care for her. But she doesn't want to feel like a patient, so I leave the house for her. I sound insane, but I know Maggie from Yale, and Leslie is very weird. He's like, I'm sorry, I wasn't mature and honest with you. I'm an idiot. Andrew's like, no, it's okay. Maybe I can meet your mom. And she's like, oh, I could bring her flowers. I could see your house. Like, where is it? And he's like, it's in Beverly Hills. And she goes, okay, but where?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, by Doheny. And she's like, okay, that's more West Hollywood. And he's like, no, it's Beverly Hills. And she's like, but where is it specifically?
Yeah.
And he finally just bursts out, 1360 Palm Avenue in Beverly Hills. Let's go right now.
She says this.
He does. He's let's go right now.
What is happening? That's weird.
Yeah. And I was like, wait, no, wait, hold on. I'm not a spoiled brat. I'm not just going to barge in on your sick mom and make her make tea.
Yeah.
Like, let's go after the trip. And then she's like, did you get the tumblers, by the way? And he's like, yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you. They're beautiful. And he's putting her bag in the car and she gets a call from Margo. So he's out packing the car. Margo is like, hey, so I called Yale.
Shut up.
Yeah. The last Dennis Kelly graduated in 1980. He did not play golf and was indicted for fraud. Andrea is like, no, he explained himself. It has to do with his mom. It's really sweet. So we cut to the hotel. They're walking in and Dennis is like, what's your cousin's name? And she's like, it's Brett. He went to Yale. He's kind of a bro. He's the one I told you about. And Brett and his wife walk up and they hug. And Brett is like, barking at Dennis like go bulldog. Andrew's like, surprise, I got us golfing for the afternoon.
Surprise, you love to golf?
Yeah. So they're out on the course and they're talking about Yale. And did you know this guy? Did you know this teacher? Brett is like, so you played for Yale, like golf? And he's like, no, I didn't play for Yale. I played for a club that we made there. And Brett was like, I don't remember a club.
Yeah.
So what college were you in? And Dennis is like, Yale, dude. He's like, oh my gosh, like this guy, funny. I was in Davenport. And Allie says, I was in JE. And Dennis was like, yeah, me too. And Brett is singing the Yale song to Dennis. And Dennis is kind of just going with it.
Right.
Like he has no idea.
Yeah, of course.
Brett is like, okay, Dennis, you tee us off. So he gears up, putting the ball there, and he goes to swing. And then as he like lifts up his backswing, he just kind of falls to the ground.
Oh my gosh.
You know, oh, I hurt myself. Oh my gosh, you're right. I can't play.
Yeah.
Brett and Allie were like, oh my gosh, we're doctors. Like, let's take a look at it. Where does it hurt? You know? And Dennis is like, no, I'm fine. My dad had a bad back and now I have a bad back. And they're both like, it's not hereditary.
Yeah.
And Dennis is like, well, we both got into a car accident together. And Andrew's like, oh my gosh, you never told me that. And he's like, yeah, we hurt ourselves in the exact same spot before he died of cancer.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Is like, okay, I'm just going to go back to the room and lay down. So they're waving and Andrea notices a super nice bracelet on Allie's wrist. And she's like, wait, didn't Dennis tell me that he got me a bracelet like months ago?
Yeah. He's like, where? She's like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
I forgot all about this expensive bracelet I never received.
Exactly. So later that night, he's lying in bed and she's like coming to bed. And Dennis is like, they seem nice. I can't wait for tomorrow. Like, and he turns the light off and she's like, what happened to my bracelet? Mm-hmm. He's like, I won't be shopping at Cartier anymore. They screwed up 3 times and it was a nightmare with a manager. And she's like, okay.
Hilarious.
Yeah. And Andrew's like, okay, fine. It's fine. No bracelet. I got it. And he's like, no. It's their fault. They messed up 3 times. They got the, and then Andrew's like, the enamel? And he's like, yeah, the enamel. They got it wrong. And she's like, you said it was metal. He was like, oh, I meant metal. You interrupted me. So I got confused. He turns to go to sleep and she is like, can I see your diploma?
Oh, dang.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, sure. It's in my car with my license and registration. Like, he says, is this about the house stuff still? And she's like, well, yeah, kind of.
Part of it, yeah. Yeah. Like, all these lies I'll feel.
Yeah. He's like, okay, well, it's clear you're not trusting me. I lied about some things. I'm sorry. This will never happen again. Andrea's like, okay, fine.
Yeah, like, sure, whatever.
Whatever. Just... why don't I take you to the house this week? I can show you my diploma, my report card, all of it. And Andrea's like, can we bring your mom lunch? Like, that'd be really fun.
Yeah.
And Dennis is like, yeah, we'll put an end to all the mystery. And he kind of just stares at her and she's like, what? Like, is everything okay? Like,
yeah.
You're kind of scaring me. Like, what are you looking at me like that for? He gets out of bed and he sits at the end of the bed. Yeah. And she's like, you're scaring me. Like, what's happening? And he pulls out this ring.
No.
Yeah. He pulls out a ring. And the best way to describe this ring is it has 2 small blue diamonds at the base of a red elongated diamond.
A red diamond.
A ruby, I guess.
Yeah, that's...
it looks pretty phallic. Like,
yeah, it was like,
very suggestive. It's not like pretty.
Red rocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Situation.
And blue balls. She says, how sweet.
My, adorable.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm gonna wear this so proudly.
Anyway, he says, it was a gift from my dad, and my mom has been holding on to it, but she said she wanted you to have it. So he convinces her to put it on, and she's like, wow. It's on my finger.
Yeah, like, this is a thing that's happening now.
So we cut back to her show. Women were told to not be picky. Like, take what lands in your lap.
Yeah.
And be grateful when he gives you a ring shaped like a penis. She says, that's just society's way of making you feel as special as they tell you should feel when you feel unspecial.
Ouchie, ouchie, ouchie.
Yeah. So at this point, they're back in the city. She's pulling up to the studio and she has her own spot like labeled for her.
Aww,
like,
she's made it.
Yeah, she is like so stoked. And so then Margo calls and Margo's like, Andrea, where have you been? How come you haven't called me back? And Andrea's like, I'm at work.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like, why are you calling me right now? Margo was like, I have a friend at the gym who works at Tinyo Tips, which I have no idea what this is. I tried to Google so many times, but this person works there. There was a drunk guy in there whose card got declined, and he was ranting and raving about his fiance is the star of Space Cadets, and she would pay for it.
Oh, no.
And she goes, because get this, homeboy is an assistant at a bank. He's not a hedgehog.
A hedgehog? Get this, he ain't Sonic. Literally.
An assistant at a bank.
And she's like, I guarantee you he does not have that house he's been telling you about. And Andrea's like, no, I'm going to see it in like an hour.
Yeah.
And Margo's like, okay, it's your funeral. And, you know, Andrea goes to work and she does a table reading. You know, everyone's kind of finding their seat.
Yeah.
A guy walks in and says, oh, sorry, we're running a little late. We had to get our special guest a drive-on pass. And Andrea looks over and there's an empty chair next to her. And all of a sudden we hear, oh my gosh, today has been super cray. Hi.
No.
So she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Traffic. I'm so excited about this project. The writing is incredible. I beg Jonathan to be in this. And she's like, amazing. So great you're here.
Yeah. So excited that you're part of my big thing.
Yeah. So she walks in and she goes to sit down next to Andrea. And she's like, hey, mama. And she gives her a kiss on the cheeks and sits down. So they get through the reading. Serena's like high-fiving people as they walk out, and Andrea follows her out, and she's like, what the heck? You could get any part. Why do you have to come to this one?
Yeah.
Serena's like, where is this coming from? And Andrea's like, oh my gosh, you're so annoying with the writing. Oh, it's so amazing. Serena's like, what do you want me to do? She's like, oh, what I want you to do is to stay out of my face for like 5 minutes. And she gets a text from Dennis, and it says he has to rush to take his mom to UCLA. We can see the house another time.
Oh, gosh.
She's like, right. Okay. No, we're seeing this house right now.
I'm driving to whatever, 1360 Palm.
Yeah, Palm. Yeah. She goes out to her car and she sees that there's a nail in her tire and it is completely flat. Like she needs a tow truck at this point. Andrea's like freaking out. Serena drives by and she's like, oh, babe, do you need help? And Andrea's like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, I need help. And she climbs into the car and Serena's like, no, I meant, like, do you want me to call someone? But okay. So they pull up into Margo's bar and she's like, she's calling Margo and she's like, get out here. We're going to see the house. You're right about him. And Serena's like, well, I really have to go. And Andrea's like, where do you have to go? Tell me quickly so you can't like make something up.
Lie.
And Serena's like, to a meeting. And a meeting? Where? Quick. And Serena's like, oh, Hollywood. And she goes, oh, great. His house is in Hollywood.
Yeah, perfect.
And she goes, well, after I have to go to Beverly Hills. And she's like, oh, great. His house is somehow also in Beverly Hills. So this works out too great. So Margaret gets in the car. They drive off. Andrea's catching her up, the bracelet, the house, the whole thing.
Yeah, everything.
Margo's like, here's a backpack of supplies. She opens it and it's got like MRE packs, like binoculars. She pulls out more stuff like cards that say like how to distill one's urine into potable water. So Serena's like, how long do you think we're going to be in this car? So they pull up to the house and it's like super nice, but there's like no obvious clues that like a bachelor lives there.
Yeah.
And Serena says to herself, this is really spiritually traumatizing. You might even take notes. This would be really good for my role. Andrea convinces Margo to go first. And then Margo hands Andrea a walkie-talkie and she's like, maintain contact. And Serena's like, don't you have cell phones? And Margo's like, it could be compromised.
Margo is just like secretly always wanted to do an ops mission.
No, for sure. She is like prepared her whole life for this. Andrea gets out. So she goes up to the house and she sees a beware of Pomeranian sign on the porch. And she's like, no way, this is his house. And so the door opens and it's an older Hispanic woman.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, oh, maybe this is his mom. Like, are you Dennis's mom? And the lady is like, hola. Like she speaks no English. And Andrea's like, oh, gosh, how am I going to do this? Like, does Dennis live here? And the lady's like, oh, Denise? Another Hispanic woman comes to the door. And Andrea's like, well, where's Dennis?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm Denise.
Yeah.
Like, this other woman can speak English. No, you must have the wrong house.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, no crap.
Yeah. Okay, so we cut to a parking lot. Like, all three of these girls are just in a parking lot eating tacos from a truck. And they're, like, trying to figure out what to do next.
Yeah. Serena's in on this now.
Yes.
She's like, I'm here for this.
Yeah, she's like, I'm here this far. This is spiritually traumatizing, as she said.
I'm researching a role.
Yeah. He told me he went to Yale the day we met. This is such a long con.
Yeah.
Like, what is the point of this? So Dennis texted.
Oh, my gosh.
And he says, hey, babe, I'm stuck at work. My assistant left early. Also, I lost my ATM card. Maggie asked to borrow money. I'll text you tomorrow. Love you. Bye. Andrea's like, Maggie, we need to talk to Maggie. She lives with him. She'll know everything. And Margo's like, yeah, we got to kick down her door and be like, hey, Maggie, want to go out? Anyway, and so Andrea's like, can you just stalk her on Instagram like a normal person?
Yeah, seriously.
We cut to the house with Leslie and Maggie, the roommates. So Maggie is like, we met Dennis 2 years ago. And Leslie was like, I found myself lacking proper coinage to procure a tenable lair, so my quest led me to a dark realm. And Maggie was like, she means Craigslist. We met him off of Craigslist. And so wait, you guys don't need him to pay rent? And Liz is like, no, he is a liar. He never took the exams to be a hedge fund. I don't even think he finished college. Where did he go? Florida? Leslie goes, he's always late on rent. He is always asking for money because of his unquenchable thirst to consume the elixir of capitalist greed.
Okay.
The dude's like in $200,000 in debt.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Leslie's like, I didn't believe he was dating you until you came to the door. He's been bragging about dating you for at least a year.
Wow.
And Andrew's like, can I see his room? She's like, I was going to do the movie thing where you ask to go to the bathroom and sneak around, but lying just feels really hypocritical at this point.
Yeah.
So just show me the room. So Maggie shows them the room and it's tiny. It barely fits like a twin mattress and a makeshift desk and like a laundry basket. Andrea's like, what adult voluntarily sleeps on a twin bed? So she walks over to the laptop that's open. So she presses a key and the page that it's on when the screen turns on, an eBay bidding page.
Okay.
That he has listed those glasses she gave him.
Stop it. Mm-hmm.
So these glasses were $500. He listed them for $600. Like, he is just continuing to scam people every opportunity.
Yeah.
Andrea and Margot are walking away and they're like hyperventilating and crying. And Maggie's like trying to calm her down. She's like, oh my gosh, he lied about his mom having cancer. He lied to make me feel bad for him. Andrea gets super mad at Margot and she's like, I was fine. And then you pushed me to be grateful for anything that fell in my lap. Margot's like, I just wanted you to get out of your own way. You compete with Serena Halstead and she doesn't even sweat you.
Yeah.
And you're so blinded by Dennis because he fed your ego and now you're turning on me, your one ally.
Oh gosh.
And Margot and Andrea are like, you know what? Like, we shouldn't be fighting. He needs to pay.
Good. I thought like, they were going to be like, you know what? We don't need to be friends anymore.
Yeah, no,
like,
no,
don't
no.
do that.
No. Poor so God. They're like, no, we're going to get revenge. And so Andrea's like, oh, I'll post about him on Instagram and maybe Facebook. And Margo's like, no, you need to confront him.
I'm going to revenge him.
Yeah.
Post about him on Instagram.
Andrea's like, we should get him drunk and make him confess. And like the phone rings and it's Serena. And she's like, hey, you left your zombie bag in my car and it smells like beef and I'm vegan. And Margo's
zombie
like,
bag?
Yeah, like supplies.
Got it.
Okay, so Margo's like, I'll get Dennis to the bar and I'll get him started getting drunk. Yeah. And Andrea's like, okay, I'm going to go get the bag. So Andrea texts Dennis and be like, hey, meet me at Margo's bar. And like, I have good news. And so Margo is in the bar and she looks up the stock that she had asked him about previously.
Yeah.
And it is up 40%.
Of course it is.
And she's like, I could have been rich.
I could have been wealthy at this point.
This is personal now. And Dennis walks in. He's like, what's personal? And she's like, nothing. Want to get drunk?
Nothing personal. Let's get you wasted.
And he's like, oh, well, I just came in from a dinner with investors where we had steak. So I don't know. I'm not going to get drunk very easily. And Margo's like, I have Everclear, which I guess is like
yeah,
insane alcohol.
It's like pure alcohol from what I hear.
Yeah, I had to Google it. It's like 70%.
Up.
Yeah, like vodka, I had to look it up. Vodka is 40. So I mean, this stuff.
Vodka is 40.
Yeah,
this stuff Everclear is insane.
Pure alcohol. Anyway, so he just keeps taking shot after shot. He just is like downing them. Yeah. Anyway, and he's like, eventually, he obviously does not feel well. So she takes him to the alley, and he throws up. And then we cut to Andrea at Serena's house. So she gets the bag, and she's like, "I'm so sorry. I'm not nice to you." Like Andrea's saying this to Serena.
Oh, that's nice.
You have everything I want. Anyway, thanks for driving me around. You didn't have to do that. And Serena's like, I'm just famous enough that people only pay attention when I screw up. And they kind of like have this heart to heart. They hug and, you know, everything's great. And then Serena's like, go get this guy. Andrea goes back to the bar and they're in the alley at this point because he's thrown up. Margo is smoking and he is face down on a bunch of cardboard in the alley. He's like, he is unconscious. So they get him into a chair and he's just, of course, falling over.
Yeah.
So they tie him down with like his tie.
Tie him down?
Yeah. And she's like, okay, well, let's just keep him in the chair until he confesses.
Wait, I'm confused. First of all, why did they think that getting him super drunk was the way to do this?
Sometimes it's like honest juice.
I see. Okay, so they were trying to go for truth serum drunk.
Yes. Yeah.
But they overcalculated.
Yes.
Because I was like, I don't get, why are they trying to get him super, super? She's like, yeah, I'll get him way drunk before you get there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect idea. They're through the door, but this door is like insanely heavy. So the door like slams shut and Andrea's screaming and Margo starts to scream. And she's like, he's stuck in the door. Like his muffin top was stuck in between the door and like the jam, you know? Totally ripped a big old strip of skin off of him. Andrea is looking at this and she realizes she has medical training from her show Special Med. And she's like, this is my time. She's like, we need to cauterize the wound. So they pour a bunch of alcohol on his side and get like a butane torch.
Oh.
And she's just screaming as she's holding the flame to him. Like,
oh.
Anyway, and so she's like, oh my gosh, I learned so much playing a nurse on TV. Margo's like, I think we should film it. And she's like, why? Just in case
he's on the Facebook.
Yeah. Just in case he tries to mess with you. And she's like, they'll see he's tied up and shoot it from the shoulders up. Like, help me hang a black tarp for a backdrop. And Andrew's like, you can't use a black tarp. It'll look like an ISIS hostage video. So Margo's like, okay, I need to pee. I'll be right back. So Andrea is like sitting in front of him and she's like having all these flashbacks. And she just like gets so angry and she just like kicks his chair and he wakes up and she goes, that woke you up? Anyway, Dennis is like, what's happening? And she's like, I have to ask you something. And he like looks around and he's like, and he notices his bag and he's like, oh my gosh, did you take my kidney? And she's like, no one wants your gross bloated kidney. Why did you lie? You talked about marriage. What was the plan? Like, what was the point of that? And then Dennis is like, I love you. That's not a lie. And he's like, yes, I lied to you basically since the day I met you. So we flash back to the airport. Yeah. This is now his point of view.
Okay.
This is where it gets good.
This is where it gets good.
Yeah. So flashback to her at the airport. She drops her boarding pass. He picks it up and he gives it to her. So he sees her name, obviously.
Uh-huh.
So he goes to the ticket counter and says, hey, my girlfriend, Andrea Singer, is in 2A. I'd like to join her in first class. I'm on the upgrade list, Dennis Kelly. And the flight attendant's like, you're 23rd on the list. And it goes by status. So
yeah, so no.
No chance. And he's just like, please, you know. And she's like, it costs $1,360 to upgrade. And he's like, okay. So he does it.
He's $1,300
additional to whatever he paid for his flight. Yes. So in between the time of him getting that ticket and being on the plane, he Googles her.
Of course.
Which is how he knew she was a comedian.
Yes, of course.
And Andrea's like, you took a call from your girlfriend. Who is that? And he's like, it's some girl from the office. Like, he faked it one way. She's like asking, did you do the quarterly report? And he's like, yeah, sounds great. You know, like that kind of thing. Anyway, and so he's like, okay, see you soon. And she's like, I won't be here. I have plans with my boyfriend. I shouldn't be doing your job. Like, anyway, so he hangs up, but he's like with his finger, but he still has the phone up to his ear. And he's like, yeah. Okay, bye. Love you. And so he's like, I just thought you wouldn't like me. So I lied. And Andrea's like, you thought I wouldn't like a guy who's nice to her, who's kind, smart.
Seriously, all your substance is literal lies.
Yeah. And she's like, what is wrong with you? Dennis is like, well, when I'm Dennis from Yale and the hedge fund guy, people like me. They're nice to me. And Andrea's like, I don't care. You could have untied yourself the whole time. Like, it's just your tie.
Yeah.
And so he kind of like gets up and she's just like, Margo's like, you're just gonna let him go. And she's like, I just want this to be over.
Yeah,
like,
I just want to be done.
And so he gets up and he's just like, goodbye, Andrea.
Oh, take your pretentious language and peace the F out.
Anyway, so Andrea and Margo hug and they're like, and Andrea's just absolutely just devastated.
Yeah.
She's just like crying into Margo's arms and she's like, I feel unraveled. And I was like, oh gosh,
that's a
terrible feeling.
Yeah, I know that feeling. We know that feeling.
Yeah. Anyway, so we cut to a couple weeks, we'll say. She's cleaning her apartment. She's like getting rid of all of his stuff, apparently.
Staged the crap out of that place.
Yeah. So she's just like throwing things in a garbage bag. So all of a sudden there's a knock on the door and it's the cops.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, are you Andrea Singer? And she's like, yes.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, you're charged with assault and kidnapping.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
Yes. I'm not kidding. And so then she says, that's how the MFR played it.
Are you kidding?
So now they're in court. Obviously months at this point. Dennis is testifying and he, of course, is lying.
Of course he is.
And he's like, they tortured me. The emotional scars are going to last a lifetime. Her comedy career was stagnant. Her acting career was tenuous at best. Her goal in life was to have this billboard on Sunset. She's obsessed with everyone who is better than her. She took it out on me. When she got Space Cadet, I wanted to be supportive. Her attorney is now questioning him.
Yeah.
And she's like, did you lie about Yale? And Dennis is like, yes, I have self-esteem issues. There's no law against lying to a pretty girl over a drink.
Oh my gosh.
Literally?
Massive eye roll. Disgusting.
Yeah. So the judge is like, you're going to need more than a few fibs to make this case. Like, Andrea, like, this isn't going well for you.
Oh my gosh.
Andrea goes to the bathroom and she's just like looking in the mirror like,
what are we going to do?
Yeah. What are we going to do? Like, she's like, I'm going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Like, this is for real. So all of a sudden she hears bulldog, bow, 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 like through the vent. And it's Dennis in the men's bathroom, and he's singing the Yale song to himself. He's like looking in the mirror, like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Like, he's practicing. Andrea gets up on the toilet, and she like looks through the vent, and she's like, this idiot.
She can see into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
So she's like, Dennis, Dennis. She's like, how can I be more messy?
Yeah.
Hey, you.
Yeah.
Dennis, I see you through the vent of the bathroom being a psychopath. I'm not being psychopathic at all. And he goes, you are so upset. I was the guy you liked, but not the guy you wanted. Then I was the guy you wanted, and I became the guy you didn't like. And she's like, who are you? The Riddler? You are used to getting everything you want. And Andrea's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, shut up.
What?
Yes. You're just like every other girl who feels like she's owed something because she showed up. Women have it so easy. Guys like me deserve better.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And she's like, well, that's a convenient way to think.
Yeah.
You psycho. And he goes, you think you're better than me? We're all the same. Well, I'm a better actor, which is why you'll be in jail and I'll be fine. Dennis leaves. He puts his arm in a sling.
Oh my.
And he practices his crying again and leaves. So the judge asks Andrea to take the stand. And Dennis, as she's walking by him, he winks at her.
Ew.
I don't know if I've ever seen a wink and I've been like, oh, that was cute. You know what I mean?
Well, I have.
Anytime anybody's winked at anything, I'm like, no.
I don't know, Becca. Maybe I'm just too, but I've had a man wink at me and I'm like, oh God.
That is so funny. I cannot think of a
but that's a different instance. Scenario. Like, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But I'm just saying, like, in general, for me, winking is not. I'm like, that is so disgusting to
see,
me.
But if you, I think it depends on the person.
No, for sure. But no, yeah, you're right. I've never had, like,
a guy you like.
A guy I like wink at me. That's never happened.
Oh my yes, gosh. I in the aisle at Walmart winking at you.
No.
Definitely no. But guy that you're 110% into winking at you.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to experience that then.
I and again, like, this is who I am though.
Yeah. But I stand to be proven wrong. Okay, so okay.
We're open to the experience we don't know yet.
So if you're listening.
If you're an attractive man who will
and you're single,
have no red flags.
And you're not like Dennis.
And you're not like the rest of them. Becca is open for winking.
And let's try it, okay?
Let's try it. You know what? Maybe we're going to host like a bachelor style.
Dead.
If we have any men listening to this podcast.
Actually, I love this idea. Just stand in line and wink.
Stand in line. We're going to give you 5 hugs.
You have 5 chances.
I mean, like Nestle Hershey's hugs or whatever. I was thinking, like, I actually don't think I want to hug strange men, but that's fine.
No.
But yeah, we'll have like a bachelor style wink on at Becca. Oh my
gosh. Let's do this.
Everyone.
That I need
a readathon, jogathon.
I need to make a flyer for that now. Bachelor style winkathon.
I think this is the name of the podcast. Bachelor style winkathon.
There we go. We got it, folks. Oh my gosh.
So post your winking videos on Instagram and
tag me.
Tag
and TikTok and tag
binging with benefits.
Okay. So anyway, so Dennis winks at her. So his attorney is asking Andrea questions.
Uh-huh.
And he's saying, you took advantage of him. We all saw the pics of his body. They were horrific. And Andrea's like, well, try being under him. And like,
oh my gosh, she says that?
Yes.
Vicious.
Yeah. Well, Kevin deserves it.
I know. But like, dang.
Yeah. And so the jury is laughing. And the judge is like, no, come on, like, get back on track. This is not the chuckle hut, you know. The
chuckle hut?
And she's like, just answer the question. Did you mean to hurt him? And Andrea's like, no, I never intentionally hurt anyone. If that's what this case is, he should be on trial.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. His attorney is like, and yet you are.
Ew.
Would you have dated my client if your life wasn't in shambles?
A what?
Mm-hmm.
No, she didn't even want to date him to begin with.
Right. No, he literally convinced her.
In such a nasty and manipulative way.
Yes. So Andrea's like, their narrative that my life is in shambles and I'm insane is just Dennis trying to make me look bad.
Yeah.
And isn't that what scorned men do when they don't get what they want from a woman? They label her crazy. Yeah. She's like, the crazy part is I liked all the parts that Dennis did not lie about. I liked that he was smart and nice to me and my friends. And Dennis and I are similar. We were both frustrated with our lives and where it was at. But Dennis woke up every day instead of working on anything or try to be something better. He lied. He's capable of lying without remorse. Why is his arm in a sling?
Like, yeah, like what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah. She's like, does nobody check that? She's like, I may be a work in progress, but I own it. And I'm honest about who I am. You can label me as a villain and whatever's convenient for you. But let's not forget to label Dennis exactly what he is. A lying, unqualified for life coward. And then she winks at him.
Dang.
Yeah.
Turn that wink-a-thon around.
Yeah. So now it's recess.
Dennis is sitting. Why did my brain go kickball recess?
Yeah, yeah, now it's recess.
So Dennis is sitting on a bench with an earshot and Serena comes up to Andrea and she's like, how are you holding up, mama? Andrea's just like, I mean, not great.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, oh my gosh, you were so good on the Space Cadet show. I'm so sorry that they killed you off in Starfire like that. Your face melted off. It looks so scary.
Oh.
And Andrea's like, thanks for being here.
Again, thank you.
And she's like, okay, like, I'll see you in there, you know. Anyway, so they go back and the jury has a verdict. So they're opening the envelope and like, we the jury, whatever. And then it just cuts to black.
It's not the end though.
Okay, gosh. I was like, Becca.
So we're back to her show. She says, insecurities are an epidemic. Hmm. There is a kind of guy who is so deeply insecure and rather than go out and be better, you're just forever making whatever woman you set your sights on pay for your insecurity. Yeah. That line.
Snaps.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
World's smallest violin playing right now. She says, so it's not your problem, but it will become your problem because of the fact that he couldn't get any girl to look at him naked until he was 36 and it was his birthday last week.
Oh, God.
And now it's on you.
It's diabolical.
I love it. Anyway, so we cut back to, we're at Margot's bar. Andrea, Margot, Maggie are all outside looking at something. Mm. And Margot says, like, I still think it's dumb that you got a restraining order. And Andrew's like, are you kidding? These are the easiest rules I've ever had to follow. I never want to see him again.
Yeah.
Margot goes, 1,000 feet is still shooting distance.
She's like, I know, I've practiced.
She's like, it's still pretty crazy that the judge actually went to Yale. I feel like it was like personal to her. And then Margot asked Maggie, like, have you ever seen him again? Maggie's like, no, he moved out a couple days later. He just left all his stuff. He just vanished.
Wow.
Margot is like, she's like, well, still, it's a big day. I'm proud of you. Oh, and she's like, I never asked you. What did you do with that ugly ring? And she's like, oh, I got it appraised. I sold it. And I use the money to pay for this. And they point up and we see a billboard, the billboard on Sunset. It is bright yellow and it has Dennis's picture on it.
Stop.
And it says, this is Dennis Kelly. He is a liar and he did not go to Yale. Do not date him. They all stand there flipping off the billboard. We go back to her show and she says, I finally got my FU billboard after all. Thanks for coming. That's my story.
Oh my gosh. Why don't we chill?
Seriously, that's so good.
Oh, I know. Obsessed. I love
this
movie.
I can't wait to watch this movie.
Like, I know we just like talked about it. I know everything about it, but I want to watch it now.
Gosh, I'm so excited to watch this.
Yes. Yay, it's so good.
Good job, Becca.
Great job, mama.
That was twists and turns and anger and
all
and
of the things.
Sadness. I was just like, my heart hurts. Like for a split second, I was like, oh, I feel like I'm listening to like a true story of someone you know. And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, of course she's upset.
Yeah.
God, has she gone to therapy about this? Like,
so funny.
I love it.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to hear a benefit?
I absolutely do.
It's just that artist that I found on TikTok.
Yes.
Okay. His username is, gosh, I'm gonna demolish this. Zajmade. It's Z-A-J-M-A-D-E. Anyways, one of his videos came across my For You page, and it was a song that he just put out called Knock. And this is a guy, I believe, up in LA. I haven't done a ton of research on him. I'm assuming LA, but it's just so, his song like caught me off guard because like it was like so, it was just like a sweet lyrics. It kind of has this song has a little bit of a country-ish vibe to me, which is the one I sent you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't, but it's not super country. I don't know, but like he's so talented, and so I was like, oh my gosh, I want to listen. I wonder if this is like a thing people do on TikTok, like pre-save my song, whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I wonder if the song's actually available. I go to his Spotify, and the song's totally available. So I'm like, great. So I listen to the whole thing, and then I'm like, oh, I wonder if he has any other music. Like, yes, of course he does. So I go and I listen to it. Like, I added so many of his songs to different playlists on
That's
my Spotify.
Awesome.
And like, I think, and he does everything himself. He doesn't have anybody, from what he says. Like,
He doesn't have anybody helping him. It's just him writing this music and putting it together and producing it and like singing. And like, he's got such a great vibe. It says, yeah, I sing, write, record, and produce my own music.
Jeez.
And he's just really talented. So Knock was the one that introduced me to him. He has another one, A Thousand Little Pieces, that I really liked too. Zombie is another one. I just think that when you find, oh, and Right Next to Me is another one that I've added. But like, I just think I'm just so impressed with people. Like when you find people that like are talented,
yeah,
or that are just like passionate about what they do, that stuff lights me up. Like I get so excited about that.
Yeah.
People who like love something enough, do it well enough that they, not even that they do it well enough, like it's a great like brownie points if they do it well. Right. But like when you love something enough and you like pour your whole soul into it, that like, I love to support people who do that. Like I did that when I did the Perfectly Hungry stuff with the restaurants and stuff. When I would meet like the chefs or I'd meet like these owners.
Yeah.
And just seeing the passion they had for it, like that stuff lights me up so much. So like that's how I felt like with this guy. So,
yeah.
I was like, I commented on his video. I'm like, instant fan. Love your vibe so much.
Yeah.
And he was like, I have a lot of stuff on Spotify if you want to listen. I'm like, oh, I definitely did. I definitely added your stuff to my playlist.
Oh, awesome.
I added it to our Sharing is Caring playlist too.
Nice.
But like, anyway, so go give him a listen.
My gosh, I love it.
I think
it.
He's great. Share, I don't know. Like when you find people that are trying to do something and they're doing it well, like just, I don't know. It doesn't hurt for you to share it.
No, absolutely not. Like especially... Yeah, especially if it speaks to you.
Exactly.
Like, I love that so much.
But yeah.
And even, like, music in general, like, I just have to say, I am, like, obsessed with music.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, when I hear something that I'm like, oh, hold on.
Yes, I know. Becca's really good at that. At, like, hey, there's this, like, Becca's always sending music my way. Like, just... You know, this is great. Oh, listen, you have to listen to the chorus here. Listen to the bridge this.
That slaps.
You know, that like, slaps.
As the kids say. Watching somebody, like, not only try at their dreams, but just to continue their dream regardless of what the outcome is.
Yeah. There was somebody who, they're a musician. Was it you I was talking to about this? They're a musician and they're like, they play... like shows at these little places. I don't know if it was you or somebody else I was talking to, but it's like that's enough for them.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you know what? I'm just having a good time. I'm doing the thing that I like and it lights me up and it gets me going. Like I make a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
I can survive. I can support myself, but I can also pursue these passions.
Yeah.
And I think that's beautiful. Like,
I love that.
I don't think I think that our generation has very much turned it into like, if you have a passion, turn it into a money-making stream. I don't think that's necessary at all. What happened to just doing something because you like it?
Yeah.
It's like, and this is not really like we've gone into like a tangential conversation,
but
like go support this artist.
Yeah.
But then also like for you and me and for anyone listening, like if you have a thing that you like to do and it lights you up and it gets you excited and you're like, hey, guess what? Mm-hmm. You don't have to turn it into a business. You can do something just because you like doing it. Like you don't have to do it and be like, well, now I'm going to be the girl that Rita's KitchenAids for everybody, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I say this because I just redid my KitchenAid.
It looks fantastic.
It looks so good. Anyways, but like you don't have to do that just because you enjoy doing it.
No, that's such a good point though.
You don't have to do anything just to make, you don't have to do things to make money. You can do things just because you like doing things.
And just do things quietly and because you enjoy it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. And also, if you want it to be known, that's your goal, then... I am all there to support every step of the way.
100%.
So yeah, this artist, I'm on board.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. I mean, and speaking of doing things because you like doing it and hoping maybe it gets big, this is Binging with Benefits. You can say we knew them when they had no idea what they were doing.
That's so funny. But, okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love it too. Thanks for sharing your wonderful movie choice with me. It was so fun. I can't wait to watch it.
So good. Go watch it right now.
I'm definitely going to like tonight. I'm not even kidding.
I love it.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Thank you for joining us. Make sure that you rate and comment and subscribe and share and all the things that you do on social media and podcasting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we love you.
Love you. We support you in your fiery passion.
Exactly.
Just don't, unless your fiery passion is lying about going to Yale.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do that.
And don't do that.
Don't do that. Learn from Dennis. Anyway, okay.
Bye. Bye.
Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirits shine. Binging with benefits. Sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit.